Good morning. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Wednesday, August the 15th. This hour's topic of discussion comes from a listener, my brother, who lives in Appleton. Frank's upset with all the toxic blue-green algae blooms on Lake Winnebago and the Fox River and how it's preventing him from taking his kids swimming and going water skiing in his new boat on Lake Winnebago. And how he suspects the toxic algae could be to blame for an infection that he got in his arm after he spent some time along the shoreline doing some brushwork and some work on his dock. The DNR and the Public Health Department issued an alert last week, warning people about the toxic blue-green algae blooms cropping up along the shoreline of Lake Winnebago. According to the Winnebago County Health Department, people and pets should stay out of the water, especially if they see these algae mats, because ingestion of the toxins can cause paralysis, gastrointestinal problems, nausea, vomiting. It's also been known to kill dogs who took a lap or two of the infected water. Well, my brother can't believe that such a wonderful resource is now posing a health hazard. Experts say you can avoid getting sick by staying out of the infected water. Stay out of the toxic blue-green algae, which can look blue-green or can also look reddish or can look purplish or brownish even, and it has a very foul odor. But is there a way to prevent these toxic algae blooms to begin with? Well, some are calling for a statewide ban on the application of fertilizers containing phosphorus when it comes to our lawns and our golf courses and other grassy areas. Do you support this idea? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Please include your name and community with your email. Lake Winnebago isn't alone when it comes to this toxic blue-green algae. These algae blooms are affecting other lakes around the state this summer, all over the state. Is it spoiling your summer fun, too? What can be done to clean up this algae? We'll talk about it with our guest, Tammy Jackson, Director of Communications for the Wisconsin Association of Lakes. She joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning.
So this toxic blue-green algae stuff, I know it's we've heard about this in past summers, but how bad of a problem is this?
Well, it's important to note that there are lots of species of algae, and blue-green algae is one of those species. And they're probably present most of the time in your lakes, but what happens when we have an algae bloom is algae gets enough fuel where lots of algae erupts, and that's where you get these smelly green mats. It has been, you know, every summer it seems like we hear from some of our folks that they have algae blooms, although they are not necessarily blue-green algae, which is of a concern because of the toxins that it releases.
Yeah. Well, why are we getting these algae blooms?
A lot of algae blooms are attributed to excess phosphorus that is entering our lakes. Phosphorus is an essential nutrient that plants need to grow, and it's a common ingredient in many fertilizers. If you buy a bag of fertilizer, there are three numbers on the bag, and the middle number is how much phosphorus is in that fertilizer. If that number is anything other than zero, you're applying phosphorus when you apply that fertilizer. Phosphorus also happens to be the main nutrient that causes those smelly summer algae blooms and declines in water quality in many Wisconsin lakes.
Yeah. So does the Wisconsin Association of Lakes support the effort to ban the application of fertilizers containing phosphorus on lawns and golf courses and such?
We do, and actually it is coming directly from our membership, who most of them are shoreline property owners and lake associations and lake groups. This is really a simple way that everyone can contribute to better water quality just by choosing a product and making a behavior change that will lead to less phosphorus going into our lakes.
So you're asking people to voluntarily choose a product that doesn't contain phosphorus, but do you want the statewide legislation that would ban the practice?
Absolutely. Many of our lake groups have been trying to encourage their members and people within their watersheds to voluntarily choose the product for some time, in many cases years. And we think that since there's a successful model in the state with Dane County's ordinance and also a successful statewide model with Minnesota, that it really is time for Wisconsin to follow suit.
Yeah. But you said it's an essential, didn't you say that it was essential for good lawn growth?
No, phosphorus is an essential nutrient that plants need to grow. But most of Wisconsin's soils have enough phosphorus to support healthy lawns already within them. It takes about 20 parts per million of phosphorus in your soil to grow a healthy lawn, and most of the soil testing that has been done in the state, at least in agricultural fields, finds that the average content of soil phosphorus is 53 parts per million, which is well above 20. In some cases, there was a soil sampling done in Dane County. There was a lawn that had up to 438 parts per million. And it really takes significantly less phosphorus to really cause a big impact on lakes. For example, 25 parts per billion, which is a quantity 1,000 times smaller than what it takes to maintain healthy turf, can promote excessive algae growth in lakes.
Do we have any evidence that if we banned phosphorus in these fertilizers that this would clear up the algae problem?
There are a number of studies that have been done to examine whether restricting phosphorus in lawn fertilizers can make a difference. And the answer is both yes and no, depending on your lake and how much phosphorus is actually entering that lake. Obviously, phosphorus can wash into our lakes from a number of sources. One of those sources is lawns. But phosphorus is entering our lakes also from streets, construction sites, and agricultural fields. And many people don't realize that the water that goes down your storm drains actually runs straight into your lakes and rivers. There's no phosphorus that's removed by a wastewater treatment plant, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been a number of studies in Wisconsin and in Minnesota that indicate that, at least for some lakes, it can be a pretty important way and low-cost way to reduce the amount of phosphorus going into the water.
Let me hold you there. We need to check our weather, and then we'll continue talking with Tammy Jackson, Director of Communications for the Wisconsin Association of Lakes. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 18 and a half minutes past 6 o'clock on this Wednesday, August the 15th. Coming up this afternoon, it's At Issue with Ben Marins between 4 and 6. And on this National Relaxation Day, Ben and his guest will talk after 5 o'clock about the benefits of taking a vacation and why so many of us don't. Eugene Kane, columnist for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, who just got back from a vacation, will be talking with Ben after 5 o'clock this afternoon. Well, one thing that we like to do in the summer to relax is to hang out on the area lake. That's not happening as much on Lake Winnebago these days. The DNR issued an alert last week telling people and pets that they might want to avoid splashing around Lake Winnebago. The shoreline is being taken over by blooms of toxic blue-green algae. And this stuff can make people and pets sick. And a lot of people are wondering what can be done to clean up this algae. Some say we need to ban phosphorus from lawn fertilizers. That's one way to help this situation. And we are talking with a guest who advocates for that, and we welcome your questions for her. Would you support a statewide ban on lawn fertilizers containing phosphorus? There is a bill in the state legislature that would do this. It's modeled after a local Dane County ordinance. What do you think? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. talk@wpr.org. Should we keep this fertilizer that is meant for the lawns from getting into the lakes? And would this Would this help these algae blooms, especially these toxic algae blooms? There is a ban on this in Minnesota. As I said, there's a local one in Dane County. Now, some legislators are proposing, pushed by our guest, Tammy Jackson, who is the Director of Communications for the Wisconsin Association of Lakes, to try to ban it statewide. 1-800-642-1234 and Madison 263-1890. Tammy Jackson, can you tell us about this this bill that I understand is sponsored by, well, a number of legislators, including Mark Miller here in the Madison area? What would this bill do?
Well, this bill is, it's really not threatening. It's it basically says that if a soil test shows that you need phosphorus on your soil to maintain a healthy lawn, that you can use phosphorus fertilizers. But if you don't need phosphorus on your soil, then don't use that product. You can use a phosphorus-free fertilizer. And there are many brands out there that provide a phosphorus-free alternative. The bill does not apply to agricultural producers at all. It's really only geared towards residential lawn fertilizers. And
yeah,
important piece of the bill is that it ensures that the default fertilizer choice for consumers is the phosphorus-free fertilizer, because the retailer is prohibited from displaying the phosphorus lawn fertilizer.
That's what I was going to say. Mm-hmm. Is what if it's at the store and I could buy it anyway? Is what? But I can't. I mean, unless I have some sort of piece of paper that says I need phosphorus.
You would actually just have to ask.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole idea is to make sure that people know whether or not they need to buy the product. I mean, if you want to buy phosphorus fertilizer, you can do that. And certainly, you know, this doesn't apply to, like, organic vegetable gardens or, you know, other beds that may, or even if you're establishing a lawn during the first year of growth, you can use phosphorus fertilizer to help establish a lawn. It's really trying to get at the kind of continual application of unnecessary phosphorus that is building up phosphorus concentrations in our soils, which is working its way into our surface waters.
Yeah. Is this used quite a bit in agriculture?
No. Mm-hmm. Agricultural producers use fertilizers that have phosphorus in them, but they, residential lawn fertilizers are really not what they're buying for their agricultural fields.
Right, and I guess I'm wondering is that you at least believe that if we reduce the lawn fertilizers containing phosphorus, that can make a dent in the algae in our lakes?
It can make a dent, and in some lakes it can be a big dent. There was one study done on Lauderdale Lakes, which is in Walworth County, that found that runoff from nearshore developed areas surrounding the lake accounted for only about 4% of the water flowing into the lake, but it represented about 60% of the total phosphorus entering the lake. And, you know, most of that phosphorus was coming from lakeshore lawns in that case. Now, some lakes where perhaps there are a lot of different sources of phosphorus that are entering the watershed, for instance, Dane County, where you have just a tremendous amount of phosphorus coming from a variety of sources, it will help, but it won't solve the problem. And I think the thing to take away from this is, you know, polluted runoff is Wisconsin's number one water quality problem, and it impacts about 90% of our lakes. And it's coming from all of us. There are lawns that are putting phosphorus into our lakes and streets and agricultural fields and construction sites, and we all need to take some responsibility and do what we can to reduce that. There mm-hmm. isn't one fix for a problem of this scale.
Yeah. So do you have any idea how much support or opposition this bill has?
Right now, we have more than 20 co-sponsors for the bill, in addition to it being introduced by Senator Mark Miller and Representative Gary Bies. I think it has a strong potential for support from both sides of the aisle. It really is a way that I think, an easy way that we can build support between Republicans and Democrats. We also have a tremendous amount of support from local lake groups and from county folks who are really looking for a statewide solution to this problem. I believe out of the 72 counties in the state, we have interest in this bill in 37 of them that we know of.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me take the caller, Christina in Oshkosh. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, it's nice to meet y'all. Mm-hmm. I was curious, not so much on the political side, but on the animal side. I see a lot of ducks out here by the park where I come to read every day, mm-hmm. and I see them eating what appears to be this algae, and I've seen last week a duck twitching on the rocks, and I wonder if that has a correlation to each other.
You know, I'm not a toxicologist, so I wouldn't be able to tell you that, especially over the phone, but it's certainly something that you could ask somebody at the DNR regional office in Oshkosh.
Yeah. Okay. And Christine, are you seeing this on Lake Winnebago?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah.
I'm on the shores of Lake Winnebago, and I've just seen some odd animals lately.
Yeah.
They're acting quite odd.
Well, are you grossed out by this? Are you smelling this? Are you you're not avoiding the shoreline, obviously, if you're out there reading?
I stay in my car. I used to sit right next to it, and I used to, like, feed the animals quite a bit, but then when you get right down next to it, it really does stink. And it seems to make everything sticky and nasty, and it just doesn't seem like it's healthy to sit by anymore.
Yeah. Tammy Jackson, you have a 920 area code. Are you in that area, too?
No, I'm actually in Columbia County.
I see. But, I mean, how does this, when a lake like Lake Winnebago erupts with toxic blue-green algae, how does that affect people?
You know, algae is just a really unpleasant reminder of all the things that are going into the lake that are causing it. And it's not fun for people. It impacts what they can do on their lake. And if we want to have, lakes that we can all enjoy, whether that's, fishing or canoeing or, just going out and enjoying the natural scenic beauty by the water, we all have to contribute into making those water qualities better. And this is one way to do that by, restricting how much phosphorus you're putting on in lawn fertilizer. It'll help. We hear a lot from people that they don't like algae blooms, and we have many of our members who are lake associations and lake districts who are actively out there with their private money trying to treat lakes and manage lakes for the public so that these kinds of algae blooms are less.
Yeah, I see here that DNR is saying that it doesn't think using algaecide to control this will actually control this. Is that what you mean?
There are a number of treatment options available, but the best treatment is to prevent the phosphorus from getting into the system in the first place.
Our guest is Tammy Jackson, Director of Communications for the Wisconsin Association of Lakes, which is advocating a statewide ban on the use of phosphorus lawn fertilizers, believing that this is one way to control the blooms of algae and weeds and toxic algae that right now is in Lake Winnebago. What do you think? We'll talk more after the news. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 6:36 on this Wednesday, August the 15th. And recent headlines say don't jump in some lakes in Wisconsin. They are tainted with blue-green algae, toxic blue-green algae. People in Waukesha County last week have been urged to avoid Beaver and Pine Lake after officials there found a form of toxic algae. If the algae is consumed, it can lead to flu-like symptoms, nervous system or liver damage, and it can kill pets. The Department of Natural Resources also issued an alert last week telling people to avoid the toxic blue-green algae that is blooming along the shoreline of Lake Winnebago, Wisconsin's largest inland lake. And there are other headlines, too. An internet search found lakes in other parts of Wisconsin, including in central Wisconsin, affected by this toxic blue-green algae. We're talking about why this is happening and what can be done about it. with a guest who says one way to help control this problem is to stop using phosphorus in our lawn fertilizers. She supports a bill that's in the state legislature that would ban the use of phosphorus lawn fertilizers. And we welcome your thoughts and questions about this and whether or not these algae blooms are disrupting your summer fun. And would you avoid using phosphorus on your lawn if it meant cleaner lakes? 1-800-642-1234. We have an open line for you. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. Our guest is Tammy Jackson, Director of Communications for the Wisconsin Association of Lakes, which has advocated for this statewide legislation. Tammy Jackson, you said that this bill has some bipartisan support, but I know that in Dane County, back a couple of years ago when Dane County passed the local ordinance here, that the lawn fertilizer industry filed a lawsuit, so they're not too happy with this idea.
Well, Dane County actually won that lawsuit, and things have changed a little bit since this idea was first advanced by Minnesota. Dane County passed its countywide phosphorus lawn fertilizer ordinance in 2004 after a pretty extensive focus group of work. Minnesota's law, statewide law, actually went full statewide in 2005. And there was just a report released by the Department of Agriculture in Minnesota about the effectiveness of the law. And the assessment found that the law, it was pretty positive results. 2 years after it's been implemented, the law has reduced phosphorus lawn fertilizer use. 82% of Minnesotans are using phosphorus-free lawn fertilizer. 97% of consumers are supportive of the law. 97% of retailers have phosphorus-free lawn fertilizer. It's readily available. Fertilizer manufacturers and retailers have adapted to this new law. The law has not increased consumer costs, and there has not been any enforcement of the law that's been reported by local units of government. So I think that really gives us an indication that, you know, some of the concerns that may have been voiced before Minnesota went ahead with its statewide law and before Dane County passed its ordinance have not materialized.
Mm-hmm. There is a UW lawn turf specialist. His name is John Steyer. In fact, he's been a guest on one of the Wisconsin Public Radio programs, Garden Talk with Larry Mueller, quite frequently. He thinks that these the ban in Madison and Dane County were well intentioned, but questions whether it will do much, and says that if we're really serious about reducing phosphorus buildup in our lakes, we need to focus on the major contributors. We need to stop decimating our wetlands and stop building impervious surfaces right up to the water's edge, saying that this is what really matters when it comes to controlling the algae, not the phosphorus from our lawn fertilizers.
Well, to be frank, it all matters. Mm-hmm. And as we've talked about a little bit before on this program, there are lots of sources of phosphorus in our lakes, and yes, agricultural fields are one source, so are construction sites, so are streets, and runoff from what he would call impervious surfaces. But they're all important. You can't not address one whole part of the problem and expect to solve Wisconsin's polluted runoff problem. And there's quite a bit of work being done to try and address some of the other sources as well. Working in tandem with, you know, to reduce all of these sources can only help. And, you know, people often ask us, well, I'm really concerned about my lake and its quality. I care about that lake. I want to be able to take my grandchildren out to go swim in it. I want to be able to canoe. I want to be able to fish. What can I do? And this is one way that people can have a really personal way that they're contributing to better water quality. And I think that's important that people people have some measurable things that they can do themselves that are helping.
Let's take some more calls. Julie in Rice Lake. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. And as I talk, I am looking out on my little cove of Rice Lake that is covered in what I call, you know, it looks like somebody barfed on the top of the water.
Thank you for that image. But
yes. Just to give you an idea of what it looks like, I have a couple of questions here. First of all, about identifying whether it indeed is blue-green algae, because in what I've read, it's, you know, it describes colors and things like that. This stuff is like a yellowish green, and I don't know whether that's really what it is. And then also have a question about, you know, it forms when, in the warmer weather, and it, of course, in more stagnant waters you're going to get it. And I've not heard anything about whether reducing the water temperature, you know, some sort of efforts to reduce the water temperature would help, or aerating the water, oxygenating the water somehow would be helpful. Can you give me any answers to any of that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the first question you have about actually identifying whether it is blue or green algae really needs to be done by, you know, you have to actually do some tests to know what kind of algae species it is. And like I said before, there are lots of different species of algae. Blue-green algae is only one of them. It gets a lot of attention because it happens to have toxins associated with it that are not so pleasant.
Right, so the DNR probably would have to do a test or something.
Yes.
Yeah. And in fact, the DNR advisory on Lake Winnebago does say that if you see a mat of blue-green algae, or it may not even look blue-green, it may look reddish, purplish, or brownish, stay out of the water and wait for it to go away. So it can be all sorts of different colors, not just blue-green.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. I would say the majority of, since blue-green algae is only one species of algae, the majority of algae in your lake probably is not blue-green, but there's no way for you to really be able to tell that necessarily just by looking at it. In terms of, you know, trying to reduce water temperature or aerating the water, there are a number of different treatment options out there for algae. Algae forms, you know, algae blooms and becomes real prevalent in the lake because it's got the fuel to do so, and phosphorus is that fuel. So some lakes have, you know, aerated the water, and it kind of stirs up the algae and makes it a little, you know, stirs up the mat. But in terms of actually preventing algae, probably the best way is to limit the amount of fuel that it has.
Do you know a caller who couldn't hold wanted to know if the phosphates that were banned from laundry detergent were banned for a similar reason?
I believe they were, and it's a little before my time because that was a long time ago. Interestingly, there are still phosphates in some of our common household products, and those do end up in our waters as well. But yes, phosphates were banned because of water quality concerns.
Mm-hmm. Tammy Jackson, our guest, Director of Communications for the Wisconsin Association of Lakes, talking with us about algae on our lakes and how to prevent it, control it, and talking about the association's support and advocacy for a statewide ban on lawn fertilizers containing phosphorus. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890. The ban, advocates say, would help reduce these algae blooms that we are seeing so frequently around the state at this time of year. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 13 minutes before 7 o'clock. Coming up after 7, I'll talk with two guests about the pros and cons of a proposed tax on soda. Tax soda a couple of cents a can and help pay for dental care for low-income people. What do you think of that idea? We'll talk about it after 7 o'clock. We're talking about keeping phosphorus out of our lakes, and if we can do that, possibly cleaning up all the algae, including the toxic blue-green algae that we're hearing about in the news these days. Talking with a guest who says that we should ban these phosphorus lawn fertilizers statewide. Tammy Jackson, our guest, Director of Communications for the Wisconsin Association of Lakes. There is a bill in the state legislature that would do this, and it's based on a statewide ban in Minnesota and a local ordinance in Dane County. Phil in Cedarburg is with us next. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I was always under the impression that the lawn fertilizers used all nitrogen, so I don't know why they would have phosphorus in there. Seems like they need the nitrogen for the grass.
Tammy Jackson?
Nitrogen, you're right. Nitrogen is one of the three elements that is in most lawn fertilizers, and it's the element that is responsible for making your lawn look nice and lush and green. There are three numbers on every bag of fertilizer. The first number is the nitrogen content. The middle number is the phosphorus content of the fertilizer. And the last number is the potash or potassium content of fertilizer. And you, if you look at different fertilizers, those numbers will fluctuate. You know, they might be like 25, 12, and 5, or you know, some series of different combinations. If the middle number on the bag is zero, then you're applying phosphorus-free lawn fertilizer.
Yeah, and as you mentioned in the first half hour, Tammy Jackson, consumers now can choose to buy phosphorus-free lawn fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be a wiser choice for those who are concerned about this issue.
Yes, and many lake groups have been encouraging folks to do that for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
But the the supply of the major stock of fertilizers at this point has been fertilizers that contain phosphorus as opposed to phosphorus-free fertilizers.
Okay, Phil?
Okay.
All right, thanks very much for the call. Jim in Bayfield County is with us now. Hi, Jim, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question and a comment. My comment is that I'm very active in lake issues up in Bayfield County, and we've actually asked our county board to enact a similar rule without much success. The question I have would be on behalf of one of the county board members. His question was, what about those people who live far from the surface water, who live quite a ways from the surface water? Shouldn't they be allowed to have phosphorus in their lawn fertilizer? And my question is, I have heard that, or rather my comment is, I have heard that 1 pound of phosphorus can result in 500 pounds of algae, which means that 20-pound bag of phosphorus of 10-10-10 that you pick up from Menards or Lowe's or the hardware store can result in over 3,000 pounds of algae just out of one bag. So anyway, my question is, what do we do? What do we say to those people who live a long ways from the lake?
Well, first of all, I think you're right that the factoid that's often used is that 1 pound of phosphorus equals 500 pounds of algae. And secondly, we were talking a little bit before about how lawn fertilizer applications, you know, wash off lawns and are carried into surface waters through storm sewers and other things. Well, lakes are really the collector of all of the things that are happening throughout the entire watershed. A watershed is a region of land where, you know, basically where water is draining towards a certain point, and a lot of times those points are lakes. So somebody applying lawn fertilizer who may not live anywhere near a lake can still be impacting that lake by the choices that they're making. And it absolutely is true that phosphorus from lawn fertilizers or agricultural fields or construction sites or impervious surfaces can be washing into lakes, even if they're nowhere near that lake shoreline. So it really is a larger scale problem that we have to all address.
Jim, is that the reason there's opposition in the Bayfield area where you are, is that people who live far away from the lakes think they need the phosphorus for a green lawn? They don't think they're affecting the lakes?
I can't say that people in general that live far from the lakes are opposed to it. We had one county board member who was very much resistant to this because he felt that in his area, most people, parts of Bayfield County don't have many lakes, although there's 945 lakes up here. But he was saying that folks in his area are going to be really outraged because they don't live anywhere near a lake and they don't see where that's going to make a difference. It should be noted, though, that our representative and our senator from up in this area are both signatories on that bill.
Okay. Yeah, maybe I'm looking at one from that. So you're talking about Jalk. Yeah, Jalk is on this bill.
Yeah, Bob Jalk and Gary Sherman are both supportive of this.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much, Jim, for the call. What about that, though, too, Tammy Jackson? I'm living here in Madison, and big deal if Lake Winnebago has toxic algae blooms. What do you say to someone like that?
Well, you do have a lake that's much closer to you, actually four of them in Madison.
How about I don't use lakes why should I care if it's got toxic algae blooms or algae in general?
You know, our lakes are public resources, and everyone in the state has the right to go out and use those lakes for fishing, for enjoyment, for recreation. And I think we, as a state, benefit enormously when we have clean, healthy, safe lakes for everyone. Up in some of parts of the state where there's a huge tourist economy, that's really important to keep those tourists coming back. And nobody really wants to go up to a lake that isn't beautiful or that isn't clean, or they get there and they can't enjoy it. So even if you have no personal connection to a lake, it is pretty important for the state and its tourist economy to have waters that people want to come and visit.
Herb and Barron, hi, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Morning.
I live in a area, chain of lakes, and the lakes are surrounded by swamp land as well as regular recreational land. And I just am concerned about tying down the homeowner's lawn situation of phosphorus. Well, one aspect is if I'm a farmer, I can go out and buy a bag of phosphorus and spread it where I like. I'm just more concerned about inhibiting the phosphorus in a way that not necessarily just lawn fertilizer, not just necessarily runoff, but some way to inhibit it before it starts, and not just by banning it.
I don't know. What do you mean, Herb? So don't inhibit
it. Well, I
it.
Think it's kind of a little bit unfair treatment of the homeowner that lives along the lake to ban phosphorus. I think there's must be a better solution to inhibiting phosphorus to getting into the lake.
Yeah. So it's unfair to homeowners. This bill is, and there's got to be a better way, Tammy Jackson.
Well, I think as we've said before, phosphorus is coming into our lakes from a number of different areas, and I think that there are a number of things on the books that are really working to help farmers reduce how much phosphorus there on the soil. And it's important to remember that, when you're unnecessarily applying phosphorus to your soil, you're not helping your lawn. You're not enabling that lawn to become greener or more lush or doing anything. Plants don't absorb more phosphorus than they can use. So really, you're just helping build up the phosphorus concentration in the soil, which is going to work into your lake. And I think that, at least some of our members are saying, we want to support farmers in reducing how their, management strategies are putting phosphorus into their soils, but we need to do our part too.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think there have been a number of studies done by the U.S. Geological Survey that are finding that, lawns do send more phosphorus to the lake. There was a study in north central Wisconsin that compared undeveloped wooded areas to lawns, and they found that the amount of phosphorus and runoff from lawns was 10 to 100 times greater than that from undeveloped wooded sites.
Yeah.
Again, a study in Lauderdale Lakes, there was a situation where 4% of the water, 70% developed lake. Most lakefront homes had sloping lawns maintained to the water's edge. 4% of the water flowing into the lake represented 60% of the total phosphorus entering the lake. And I think, you know, shoreland property owners do have a responsibility to do their part to try and prevent the unsightly algae blooms that no one wants to see,
yeah.
As do other segments of the society, too.
Well, we have less than a minute to go. Apologize to the callers who are still waiting online, but in our final minute, Tammy Jackson, where somebody might go for more information or if they want to advocate one way or the other on this bill?
Sure. You can reach the Wisconsin Association of Lakes online. Our website is www.wisconsinlakes.org, and you can send an email to info@wisconsinlakes.org, or you can give us a call in our Madison office at 608-661-4313.
And we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
Tammy Jackson, Director of Communications for the Wisconsin Association of Lakes. Thanks to Leo Duran and Keisha Mabra for producing this hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.